Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
9:40, 20 till 10. Tommy Tucker, WWL, joined by our friend Jeff Nowak, Saints sideline reporter. Happy New Year, Jeff. How you?
I'm doing good. Just adjusting to the off-season schedule right now. It's always a weird transition.
Yeah, I want to mention this. I mentioned earlier that the Pelicans had their NOLA shirts out, and Saints have one out as well. And Jeff posted a link where you can buy it. Proceeds go to the I think the Saints shirts go to the GNO Foundation's New Year's Day Tragedy Fund. I think the Pelican shirts go to the United Way of Southeast Louisiana. I might have that wrong. Either way, the money's going to a good source. So go to, I reposted it at T Tucker WWL. You can follow Jeff Nowak at JEFF_NOWAK and see what he's got up there for you. Yeah, you know what I was wondering, Jeff? I thought it'd be a good place to start with at the beginning of the season. Well, let me take a step back. Let's talk with the latest news, which is head coaches. And what are you hearing about? First of all, Darren Rizzi has not been let go, has he?
No. And he won't be. That's not really how this works. He's going to be involved in the head coaching interviews, right? He's going to be interviewing for the job. Sounds like that's going to happen at some point next week. It's an interesting scenario because for coaches that are under contract, so coaches that are, say, Aaron Glenn on the Lions, for example, he can actually do virtual interviews this week because they're on a bye, but most other coaches aren't going to be able to do that. If they're in the playoffs, if they're eliminated, you can do virtual interviews. You can't do in-person interviews with anyone under contract until January 20th, which is after the divisional round. But then a guy like Mike Vrabel, for example, who is not coaching this year. He took a year off. He can be interviewed at any point. Like, for example, the Jets interviewed Rex Ryan, which is kind of a funny subplot because he is a former Jets coach. The Jets also requested an interview with Darren Rizzi, which they can do because Rizzi is not a full-fledged head coach. In most instances, you could not request someone else's head coach to interview for your head coaching job, but in this case, it would be a promotion because of the interim tag. So there's a lot going on, but no, Rizzi, I think he's going to be a legitimate candidate for this job, and I think in a lot of instances, you look at it, you say, okay, you want to move on, you want to change. What he would say in that instance is, I can be the change guy. You watch what he's done and what he did immediately upon taking the job. He changed as much as you probably could in midstream, but there was a lot of, the way he put it was like, it wasn't a blank canvas. Like, there was already a lot of painting on that canvas. I could paint on it and try to turn it into something else, but I couldn't start from scratch. And if I got to start from scratch, it would look a lot different. So there's a lot of that, but no, there's going to be a wide net cast. There's going to be a lot of names. I think we already have something like 10 that the Saints have requested to interview. So guys like Aaron Glenn, Anthony Weaver is the Dolphins defensive coordinator, Kellen Moore, who's the Eagles offensive coordinator, Joe Brady, who's the Eagles offensive coordinator. So yeah, there'll be a lot of names thrown in the hat here as we go forward.
Now let me get to my question about players that you were watching before And at the end of the season, I'm thinking Kool-Aid McKinstry. I'm thinking the right tackle, whose name escapes me right now.
Logger. Yeah.
No,
I'm sorry,
the Penning. Right side. Penning. Right. Trevor Penning, yep. Et cetera. Go about that. Go and talk about that, if you will.
In what way?
Just about in terms of preseason expectations, who maybe surprised you, who disappointed you, who showed improvement throughout the season.
Yeah, you know, it's tough. You kind of have to step back from the project and kind of look at the whole thing as the bigger picture. Mm-hmm. You know, the frustrating injury at the end of the season was Foster Moreau, who I thought had one of the better seasons for guys who maybe performed above expectations, and then final drive of the final game has a pretty nasty-looking knee injury, so he's going to have to deal with that. I know they hadn't, as of Monday, they hadn't figured out whether it had to be surgically remediated or if he could rehab without surgery, so that's going to be something. But it's got to be frustrating just because now his whole offseason is going to be rehab, and that's the bummer for him. But I thought he had a really strong season. A guy like Fuaga, you know, I think whenever you go to a rookie left tackle, regardless of where they're drafted, there's going to be questions about whether they can handle it, whether they can hack it. I think he did. I think he had a rookie moment. There were rough games baked in there. But I think you get to the end of the season and you feel like, hey, we have our left tackle of the future. And that's an important position. There's several positions on the roster that if you don't have it, you're in trouble. You know, whether it's quarterback, whether it's left tackle, whether it's, you know, you need outside corners that you can trust, stuff like that. Left tackle is definitely one of those positions that when you have it, you feel a lot better about the whole picture, not just that position. So I feel good about that. You know, Trevor Penning, I still feel like you could upgrade at right tackle, but he has been serviceable. So, you know, I don't see this as a draft you go into. Like last year, I went into it saying, like, I don't want to draft for need, but I kind of feel like I have to draft for need because I'm not sure if I have either tackle. And so you ended up with Fuaga. I don't feel like you're going into the draft this year with that in mind. So in that sense, I think that the tackle positions were positive. You know, outside corner is tough. I'm not really sure what to make. I'm going to have to go back and kind of look at, you know, some of these games for Kool-Aid and Alante down the stretch and assess personally. I don't think either guy did anything that like kind of blows your mind and says, oh, this is the guy, this is our future at outside corner. But they're both young players. They're both still learning. Kool-Aid is a rookie. I don't think you ever hoped that you would have to get as much run for him as you did. You're going to have to make a decision on Paulson and Debo, but you know, it's going to be all about development for them, and it's also going to be about, when we talk about the coaching search, you know, you're not only hiring a new head coach, you're going to have to make decisions on what you want your defense to be. This has been a very, like, kind of static defensive scheme for a long time, especially on the outside. You're erring toward bigger-bodied, physical corners who can play, get up there and play man, jam guys at the line. Who's to say the next defense you bring in, whether it's a defensive head coach or a new defensive coordinator, wants to operate the same way? What if he wants to shift to a more zone-heavy scheme and suddenly you're looking for different archetypes at those positions? Those are a lot of the questions you're going to have to answer. But I think they're both quality players. The question is whether either is kind of an outside CB1, and I'm not sure if that's true at this point. Otherwise, you know, it's been a frustrating year. I don't think there's been a ton of guys that have really kind of performed above expectations on this roster. If there were, I think we'd be having a different conversation. The defensive side of the ball has been frustrating. The offensive side of the ball has been mostly hurt. You know, the two guys on offense that I look at and say, hey, okay, I wouldn't mind bringing these guys back, and that wasn't the case at the beginning of the season because neither was here, is MBS and Marquez Valdes-Scantling and Dante Pettis. Both guys, I thought, you know, showed up midseason, had some really nice moments. Dante Pettis got a touchdown against the Bucs. He's been really valuable in the return game. We'll see whether they maybe take some of that weight off Rashid Shaheed going into next season. Obviously, he's going to be coming back from that knee injury. You don't want to overload him. So maybe he's a guy that you can get some value out of there. And then MBS has obviously been a deep threat we've seen this year. You know, when you rely on kind of these slighter frame receivers, injuries can be a problem. And he's a guy who, you know, has that, you know, deep ball upside, has legit size at 6'4", so he could be a valuable piece for you too. So, you know, those are probably the names that come to mind.
Text comes in about asking about any other members of the Saints staff that would be considered as head coaching candidates. Drew Brees saying, I think that he would consider Clint Kubiak. That's on social media. What is the word on that, Jeff, as far as you know?
work takes up most of your time. That's why you should use Stamps.com to save time with your mailing and shipping. Stamps.com will simplify your postage needs and add valuable time back into your workday, so you have flexibility to focus on more important things. Stamps.com can handle your mailing and shipping needs with rates up to 88% off UPS and USPS. Send invoices, checks, certified mail, packages, and anything else you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. If you sell online, connecting with every major marketplace and shopping cart is easy. Plus, you can schedule package pickups through their dashboard and automatically see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers with Stamps.com's Rate Advisor. Add more flexibility to your workday with Stamps.com. Go to Stamps.com/program to sign up for a special offer. No contract, cancel anytime. That's Stamps.com/program.
I'd be surprised if there are any head coaching interviews from Saints staffers. You know, I mean, maybe Clint, it's always tough to kind of get into that coaching conversation when you have such a frustrating season, when you have all these injuries and you didn't really get to display what you probably could have. I mean, if you go back to week two, you look some of the tweets after week two, the biggest conversation was, man, it's going to be a one and done for Clint Kubiak. The Saints are the best offense in football. He's going to be on the short list. And that kind of went away during that 7-game losing streak. I don't know. I can't really think of anyone off the top of my head that would just jump out as head coach material right now. Rizzi would be that guy, and he is going to get interviewed for the Jets. We'll see if he gets any interviews for any other jobs. I'd be interested to see if maybe Kai Harley or Jeff Ireland emerge. And I know that someone fired their GM yesterday. I can't recall who it was. Maybe it wasn't the Raiders. Titans. It was the Titans who fired their GM. So maybe Jeff Ireland or Kai Harley end up in the interviews for that open GM slot. We'll have to see. But I don't anticipate right now having conversations about a bunch of people interviewing for head coaching jobs.
I got to get to Derek Carr and the differences between restructuring and pay cut and Saints salary cap challenges and all that.
Yeah, the Derek Carr discourse is really, I don't know, it's frustrating because I feel like a lot of people are just sitting around waiting for Derek to say anything so they can get mad about it. And basically all he said this week, and he was talking one-on-one with Cat Terrell, ESPN reporter, and he told her, he's like, I'm not interested in taking a pay cut. Everyone freaked out about that. He's like, oh man, all these people are like, I would totally take a pay cut for my workplace.
But, hang on a second. Really? Would you?
No, honestly? Come on.
Who would be excited about taking a pay cut? Come on.
Exactly. That's what drives me nuts is people go on Twitter, like, I can't believe you're so selfish. Like, really? Do you go into work and be like, here, take the money back. I don't want it. Take it back. Hire somebody else. No, that's just not how it works. So I don't know. It's just, you know, you got to ask the question. He answered it. The restructure part of it, I don't even know if Derek Carr completely understands the restructure part of it, because it's a thing that's written into Saints contracts that the team can execute simple restructures without any approval from the player. It doesn't really affect their compensation. It just affects how it's paid out. So, you know, it's just something they do. That's the question with Derek Carr is, do you eat the cap hit this year and move on because you're just not in a position to contend right now? And it doesn't make sense to pay your quarterback $40 million when you're not in a position to contend, or do you restructure his contract and clean up everything around him so that in 2026 and beyond, you're in a better situation independently of the quarterback? Because the problem with cutting the quarterback and eating the cap hit would be, okay, well, I have to restructure basically everybody else. And there's a lot of contracts on my ledger right now that I don't really want to restructure, because you got a bunch of guys over 30 in Tyrann Mathieu, DeMario Davis, Cam Jordan, Taysom Hill, Alvin Kamara. It's like, I don't want to restructure those contracts either and tie myself to those guys for multiple seasons. So that's the conversation as it pertains to Derek. And I think is really not going to be a definitive answer to that conversation, to that question, until you hire a coach and you find out, what does that coach want, right? If the head coach you bring in says, hey, I like Clint Kubiak, I like the scheme that we rolled out there, and I think if we're healthy, we can get some things done, let's run it back with Derek. Then that kind of makes your decision for you. If the new head coach comes in and says, I don't really want to go with Derek, I want to go with a young guy, I want to reset so that we can kind of get this thing rolling in the right direction, then that makes your decision that way. So, you know, I think we're a few weeks away from really having anything, any paths in front of us that you could even take as it pertains to Derek and his contract.
Thank you, Jeff. Appreciate your time and insights as always. Jeff Nowak, WWL Saints sideline reporter. Follow him on at @JEFF_NOWAK. And of course, he and Steve Geller do the Inside the Black and Gold podcast, 9:53, 7 till 10. We'll come back, find out what Newell Norman's got planned for us today here on WWL.